Well, to the crisis in Ukraine, a CBS News team was briefly detained today by pro-Russian forces as the crew tried to approach the city of Slovyansk, which Ukrainian troops are trying to retake from those pro-Russian forces. Correspondent Clarissa Ward and three others were held for several hours after the militants held and blindfolded them. Meanwhile, two Ukrainian army helicopters were shot down by pro-Russian forces near Slovyansk, killing the pilots. Slovyansk is 100 miles from the Russian border, and Russia is blaming the Ukrainian troops, saying their move against Russian supporters has destroyed any hopes for peace in the region. The BBC's Sarah Rainsford is in Donetsk, which is about 60 miles south of Slovyansk. And Sarah, it sounds as if things have escalated.
Yes, that's right. This was a military operation that began in the early hours of morning, Friday morning. The Interior Ministry in Kiev has said it began at 4:30. They said this morning that they had taken control of 9 checkpoints around the city of Slavyansk, which, of course, is the city where the pro-Russian groups had essentially made it their headquarters, their stronghold here in eastern Ukraine. So obviously an operation underway to try to change that situation on the ground, led by Ukrainian troops. But two Ukrainian helicopters in the course of that operation were shot down by these pro-Russian forces, and two of those Ukrainian servicemen on board have been killed. That's confirmed from the Ukrainian Defense Ministry. We know that, as I said, some Ukrainian troops are now on some of the formerly pro-Russian checkpoints. In other places, we understand that there are still pro-Russian groups manning checkpoints in some parts of the area around Slavyansk, but certainly the operations still appear to be ongoing.
Yeah, well, these are potentially Ukrainians killing Ukrainians, because these pro-Russian forces are made up of Ukrainians who want to join Russia, but there's also been talk that these pro-Russian forces have been infiltrated by Russian troops. So that would certainly be a whole different picture if this was Russian troops killing Ukrainian troops. Do we have any idea?
Well, Kiev has said all along that they believe that this is an operation which is being coordinated and organized and controlled from Russia, from Moscow. They're claiming that there are Russian operatives, if you like, on the ground in eastern Ukraine. It's very difficult to find concrete proof of that. Certainly it's the claim that's been made all along. Again, looking at what happened in this operation today with these two helicopters being shot down, the response from Kiev has been to say that the kind of weaponry these pro-Russian groups are using shows that they're not simple protesters. Somebody's arming them, and they're pointing the finger towards Russia. But as I say, it's difficult to say exactly if that's true. We can't confirm that 100% at all, and certainly all the people I've spoken to so far have said that they're Ukrainian. They seem to be Ukrainian by their accent, at least, and they are saying that they're Ukrainian local people who, in many cases, want to join Russia, in some cases, simply want more independence from Kiev.
Well, you're also meeting citizens who seem to be caught in the middle. You visited a town near Donetsk that has not been taken over by pro-Russian forces, and you spoke with a man, Gregory, who is wearing a badge of the Ukrainian flag on his coat. Here's a little of what he said to you.
This is a little town. We live quietly, peacefully. We want to be friends with Russia and with Europe, to live as a united Ukraine. That's all.
Sarah Rainsford, how many people does he represent, do you think? Because the image coming out of eastern Ukraine is that everyone wants to leave and join Russia.
No, that's definitely not the case. It's certainly difficult to put a number on it, but there's certainly a lot of frustration here and anger with Kiev from many people. I'd say a lot of people here in the east of Ukraine are unhappy with some of the policies of the government in Kiev. A lot of people feel a lot more strongly about that than that. They believe that this is a government that came to power illegitimately and they feel doesn't represent them. But when you ask people if they want to join Russia, well, that's another question altogether. Some people certainly would like to see this part of Ukraine split away and become part of Russia. Others would like to just see the government in Kiev be more representative of the whole country. So they talk about a nationalist government in Kiev. They'd like to see one that represents Russian speakers and ethnic Russians as well. They don't feel that is the case at the moment. So it's a much more nuanced picture than simply half of a country which would love to break away and join Russia. And of course, then you've got the silent part of the country, those who aren't out on the streets shouting and demonstrating. And many of those people would like to stay as part of Ukraine. They're simply staying home because they're very worried about the violence and very worried about what might happen.
Well, meanwhile, speaking of which, we mentioned the CBS reporter who was detained, blindfolded, some of her crew roughed up. What is the sense of Western reporters there? Do you worry that you are seen by the pro-Russia militants as representing the West and therefore targets? I mean, what's your sense?
Yes, it's difficult. Certainly, a lot of people are quite hostile towards the Western media. The Russian media are painting one picture of events, or a large part of the Russian media are painting one picture of events, and the crowds that some of the pro-Russian buildings, the buildings that have been seized by pro-Russian groups here in eastern Ukraine, often come up to us and say, you're telling lies, you're distorting things, we don't trust you. And things can become quite hostile. They look at the media as representatives of their governments, and they believe that the EU is hostile to Russia and to their position here. They believe that the EU is supporting, for example, and America are supporting an illegitimate government in Kiev. So they are angry about that, and they do make their feelings known. And as you said, yes, some journalists were detained at a checkpoint on the way up to Slavyansk from here in Donetsk, and it was obviously a very unpleasant experience for them. More than just the CBS group, several other journalists were also detained along with the rest of their teams, and they were released thankfully. But I think it was a very nervous experience for them.
Yeah. The BBC's Sarah Rainsford in Donetsk in eastern Ukraine. Sarah, thank you.
Thank you.
And by the way, Robin, one story we'll be watching is the one coming out of Afghanistan today. Mm-hmm. Heavy rain in a remote part of the country triggered a landslide that has buried a village and left as many as 2,000 people missing. Mm-hmm. There's a provincial governor who said a hill collapsed on the village of Hobo Barik. He says the landslide has buried about 300 homes in the area. That is about a third of all the homes there. The governor also said more rescue crews are working, but he says, quote, it's physically impossible right now because they don't have enough shovels and need more machinery.
Terrible story.
It is a terrible story. You're listening to Here and Now.